Physics is the most fundamental of sciences, and it's an essential stepping stone for a career in engineering or science. But around the country, fewer than 40% of high school students take a physics class. And in Florida, that number is even lower. Only around a quarter ever crack a physics textbook. WSF's Robin Sussingham takes a look at how this trend might affect the future earning potential of students in Florida.
Alan Kramer is a fifth-year graduate student in physics at the University of South Florida. He's working in his lab, which is noisy with the sound of a cryo pump.
It's an air conditioner, but instead of using the traditional refrigerant, we use helium so that we can get the contents of this ultra-high vacuum chamber down to around 10 kelvins or so, which is close to the limit of being cold.
He's studying what happens at the atomic level on the surface of solid materials. Besides his research, he teaches undergrads.
What they gain by coming out of the other side of any physics class is the ability to think rationally.
Kramer says he's very aware of the importance of a high school physics education. He used to teach it. He taught high school physics in New Jersey, but in Florida could only find openings for teachers for introductory classes in general science. Instead, he taught high-level math classes briefly in Sarasota County. When he lost his job in the last round of teacher layoffs, he says, he took the opportunity to go back and get his doctorate. High school physics classes in Sarasota County are hard to come by. According to data collected by Florida State University physics professor Paul Cottle, only about 20% of students take the class. In the state overall, that number is about 25%. And Cottle says, in comparison with the rest of the country,
that's a third fewer students who have the door open to the kinds of opportunities that you can get in engineering and physics careers.
But even these low physics enrollment numbers don't illustrate the real extent of the problem, because only a fraction of the existing physics classes are being taught by a qualified teacher. Cottle says Florida does fine in other STEM classes like math or chemistry.
It's physics, which is the science course, where we really seem to have gotten stuck. You know, it's a course where you need a teacher who really understands a difficult subject. It's the course in which we have the most trouble getting enough teachers.
Cottle is active in the effort to get more Florida students into physics classes, and he keeps track of physics enrollment in all 67 school districts.
There's a lot of rural districts that are not offering physics at all, and one can sort of understand that. These are districts of small numbers of students. These are students from not affluent backgrounds. And these small districts have had trouble justifying hiring a physics teacher. But then you start seeing some other counties in there that are actually pretty good size. You got to start wondering what they're thinking.
Counties like Citrus, Pasco, or Osceola have only around 5 to 10% enrollment. He says the education gatekeepers just don't get it.
The administration, the principals, and the parents don't really understand how important courses like physics are to the futures of their students.
Important, he says, for social mobility, because it's also required for the lucrative engineering or science careers that have historically provided a way out of poverty. If students want to take that path, they'll need college physics.
About a quarter of the engineering majors who arrive at Florida State have not taken a physics course in high school. That's a real problem for them. That leaves them way behind.
Cottle says it will continue to be difficult to recruit good high school physics teachers as long as the pay is so much lower than what they can make outside of education. And as former physics teacher, now grad student, Alan Kramer says,
I don't think teachers are valued.
Kramer says he'll continue to try to educate high school students through outreach programs, but his future is now in research. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sussingham.